Community theater will play an expanded role in the lives of Americans in the next 100 years. We'll be back with a view of the future by Bill Thomas, managing director of the Four County Players Incorporated, after this. Bill Thomas is the managing director and treasurer of the Four County Players Incorporated, this area's community theater based in Barboursville.
I hope that within the next 100 years that the community theater is going to expand so that it is not just performing shows and things of that sort within a theater, but it expands within the schools and starts providing for the schools something which they can't provide for themselves because of the lack of facilities and the lack of money and so forth to pay trained people. But the community theaters will provide for the schools trained people with which to do creative dramatics with the children and help them become better individuals because of this, more expressive individuals, communication-wise especially. The theater 100 years from now is going to look entirely different from what it is now, in that there are going to be a lot more mechanical devices on all of the stages, a lot more multimedia things, and that theater is going to become a multimedia project in itself, in that the new plays that are going to be written, the new methods of production are going to involve total mass media, and which provides, I think, for a more integrated production and a much more interesting production than just seeing people moving around on stage, although to me that's, you know, very, very good. It's a lot better than watching TV. Characteristically, community theaters have been titled a fly-by-night thing, and I think there are several reasons for this, one of which being that most of these theaters have been placed in a larger community where they think that there's more support for this type of thing. To me, I think that is changing now, characteristically, because first of all, people are beginning to move away from the larger cities. And secondly, because in smaller communities, you find much more enthusiasm and much more support for an effort of this sort. There seems to be much more concern about individuals. I think that community children's theaters in the future are going to become more and more professional because of this. We're going to see people that are trained in theater begin to move to these smaller communities and begin to provide a basis for these type of theaters, which is the major reason I think they're going to become more professional. The trained people who want to move to a smaller community are the type who've never really had anything, and they've had to build it from the bottom going up. And I think this is where it's going to now. That people are, there are so many things being developed, but they're so costly that they can't afford them. So they start at the bottom with nothing and just work their way up. And these are the theaters that are going to live, that are going to survive over the next 100 years. Not the ones who have all kind of backers from the beginning and playing all the games of politics and so forth to make sure they have everything that they want. The ones who are earnestly making an effort to help the community, and the people in the community are the ones that are going to survive.
This has been a look at the role of the community theater in the next 100 years. I'm Jean Love.